On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about the word fun. My favorite word. On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about some good people, some great people, and some great things, some good things. Guys, let's just get this show started. It's been too long. Greetings and welcome. Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is I, one of the people that knows the absolute least about anything pop culture. I who still quite often listens to Ace of Base and UB40. It's me, Adam Thoreau, and you're listening to episode number 26 of Aggressively Positive, a product of good people doing good. .org. Oh man, episode number 26, episode 26. Speaking of 26, what do you call an alligator wearing a vest? An investigator. I had to get right into the terrible jokes, guys. I know you must have missed it last week. Don't lie. Speaking of lying, I ran into a friend recently, and he told me about this new stick launcher that he got for his dog. He said it launches the stick up to 10 miles. I didn't believe him. I still don't believe him. But he swore that the dog would even go find it, no matter where it landed. Even if the stick was 10 miles away, he would bring the stick back. I'm pretty sure he was lying about that, though. A stick chucker that throws up to 10 miles away and a dog that could retrieve it? Come on. That sounds a little far-fetched. Oh, God. Sorry, but that was a good one. Come on. I really appreciate me giving myself last week off, and I hope you guys understand. I had to take care of the T family. Everything's all good. It was just a busy time. I even had a birthday in the midst of all that hullabaloo and malarkey. Yup. Hullabaloo and malarkey. And I apologize, my friends. I'm gonna try to make this sound super nice and sweet for your ears when you hear this, but I'm still in my car and it's hot, so I'm turning on my air conditioner. I hope this doesn't affect the sound. Here we go. That was my car horn. Oh God. But yes, hullabaloo and malarkey.
Oh, well, hey, what's going on, Adam?
Oh, hey, Samuel L. Coffee. No relation. How's it going? I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, it's been great.
Yeah?
Yup.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
Sure. It was really great.
Cool, dude.
Well, you know what else is cool, dude? This morning's cup of positivity, brought to you by me, Samuel L. Coffee. No relation. A wise potato chip once said, if at first you don't succeed, then skydiving isn't for you.
What?
I'm just kidding, silly. An actual wise potato chip actually once said, even if you are on the right track, you'll eventually get run over if you just sit there.
Okay. That's more like the sayings that I remember you saying when you said sayings a few episodes back. And I completely agree with it. Listen, it's okay to take a break, but breaks have to be earned. I mean, I took a break from the podcast last week, but I've been working hard at my job, keeping good people doing good up and running, and all of that previously mentioned hullabaloo and malarkey. But I'm back. It was a nice break. I hardly relaxed, but I would not have had a fun time producing this podcast last week, so I decided not to do it. I do this for fun, guys. Fun! You know, fun is a funny word. Let me tell you a true story about the word named fun. My mom used to hate the word fun because I always wanted to have fun. I didn't go right into college after high school because I wanted to tour the country with my band because that was fun. I then, you know, didn't want to do college because it wasn't fun. So I continued doing band stuff. And then my mom, she wanted me to get on a career path. She was so desperate, we actually went to an open house at a piano tuning school. Like, I was about to get a degree in piano tuning. Luckily, that didn't pan out because, there's not much of a need. There's a lot less of a need for that these days. Okay, Ramble McRambleton's back, but back to the word fun. I ended up saying, cool, I'll get an associate's degree in audio video production because I want to work in a recording studio or a live music hall. Because that's fun. So I went to school for audio video. That was fun. Got my associate's degree. Fell in love with video. Now I have a big boy job making commercials. I have this awesome nonprofit. I have this great podcast. And it is all so much fun. So keep life fun. I'm lucky enough to have a job that I consider fun. And I know that's not the case in most people's cases, if that's how you word it. But if you have a hobby, whether a band, or a fun little Facebook news page, a podcast that you do strictly for fun, and for some reason, if you're feeling pressured by it, and it loses any bit of that spark, take a step back. Take a break. Let what was fun become fun again. I was talking to my buddy Kevin about this a couple days ago, and we both agreed that it's smart to take a little break. I am not saying quit. This is the opposite of quit. Doing it when it isn't fun anymore, that's when you're gonna want to quit. So just take a step back. You know, it's the opposite of quit. I'm saying let it become that fun hobby that you started again. It's yours. Ultimately, it's yours. Keep it fun.
Wow! You said it, Adam. It looks like my job is done here. I'll see you soon.
Bye, Samuel L. Coffee.
No relation.
No relation. Okay. Man, I can't even remember the last time I saw him. He's looking good. And speaking of looking good, how about a few announcements before we move on to some good news stories? But trust me, there's plenty of good news in these announcements. I just had to make sure I was recording. That was what that pause was. I was like, oh, did I hit the red button? I did! Yay! Firstly, is that a word? Well, regardless, firstly, June was a great month for good people doing good. We ended up hiding over 130 business cards stapled to $5 bills all across the country. Some people even reached out to me for just the cards and so that they could use their own money. Man, it's seriously such a great gesture and it's so inspiring. And I'm so honored when people write out to me and said that I inspired them to do anything. Hold the door for someone that's completely capable of holding the door. It's stuff like that that just, it makes me reminded that we're surrounded by good people. And you know that. There is no way that you listen to this podcast and that you just don't understand that there's still good out there. Bad and ignorance is much, much louder than good. So keep that in mind, because there is so much good out there. Next, we sent out 3 gift cards to unexpected people going through some struggles, and those people were written out to us by you. And then randomly, unexpectedly sent a small, generous act of kindness. And love. We sent them love, too. From a stranger. Some of these people got mail from halfway across the country with a Walmart gift card inside it. Next, this is one of the coolest things we've done yet. We were contacted about a fellow good person, Donna, and how she could use a little pick-me-up. Being both a huge fan of the Boston Red Sox and cool facial hair, we were able to get her a video shout-out from former first baseman and champion Red Sox player, Kevin Youkilis. Listen to this!
Hey Donna, how's it going? This is Kevin Youkilis. Just want to say thank you so much for being such a huge fan over the years. I've also heard you've had a few little problems here and there and in and out of the hospital, and I'm sorry that you've had to go through it. But I know how tough you are and how strong you are, and you are a champ, just like myself and all my teammates. So stay strong, keep fighting the good fight, and hope you have very healthy times ahead of you. All right, Donna, take care.
So awesome! So awesome! So awesome! I hardly told him really what to say, and he, the fight the good fight, I did not say that. He put those words in there. He used the word good. Good people doing good is good. And Kevin Youkilis saw, read, felt the good. That even said a good that I didn't write. It makes me so happy. I'm going to go through a couple more things. We ended up raising $400 for Skywalker King's upcoming surgery with all of those Support for Skywalker shirts. That is so awesome. We were able to donate a few hundred dollars to Hope for Baby Evelyn, that beautiful, inspiring girl and mother from Australia that we talked about on the last episode. And you know, and it's been a great start to July for good people doing good. Let me tell you this. I was in a funk. Mr. Positivity was not feeling so positive. And that's human. Baby T was sick. I wasn't sleeping. I was in a funk. And then I started to do some of these good people doing good, unexpected acts of kindness. And it made me a million happies. A million and four happies. Okay. So there's really only one announcement left. Unless you got something to say. Oh, nay. Well, KKK. Lastly, this is our last announcement. And the official last announcement is the final announcement. And there are no more announcements. So as seeing that this is not Spinal Tap, let's turn this show up to 12 with our first good news story of the week. All right, here at Aggressively Positive. We like bringing light to good people doing good things. No matter how short or long the story, if it's good enough, I'm gonna read it. The story's short, and I like that, because I'm not a good reader. But Logan Simmons was working the drive-thru at a Chick-fil-A when a car pulled up with a 6-year-old choking inside. He said that he jumped out of the window and ran straight to the car as fast as he could. Once he was outside of the restaurant, he got in the car and he found the little boy's mother begging for help with her son's seatbelt that somehow got tangled around the child's neck. Logan pulled out a pocket knife and he cut the little boy free and prevented a possible tragedy. Shortly after, the mother called the store to talk to Logan. And she thanked him for saving her son's life. Now, listen, I don't know if he had a pocket knife because he was a Boy Scout, or if he grabbed, maybe if he grabbed like a little knife on his way out. How did he know? I mean, listen, that's all the story tells me. I don't know if he knew that he needed a knife. Maybe there was a choking child and he was going to need to perform CPR. but he jumped out the window. And he jumped to this child's rescue. Child that he didn't know. And he did it because he's simply a good kid. And he wanted to help. And maybe in a time of panic, especially, it's good to have strangers out there that are willing to help. Listen, we're not asking for people to be great. We're asking for you to be good. And if everybody was good, unfortunately, I feel like it's sad to say, if the majority of people were truly good, that in itself would be great.
We interrupt your normally scheduled podcast to bring you probably a little over a minute of random facts. Start the clock. Superman did not always fly. The first computer was invented in the 1940s. Space smells like seared steak. I want to go to space. And people that believe that space isn't real, oh man, I want to believe because I love seared steak. Okay. The longest wedding veil was the same length as a... No way. The longest wedding veil was the same length as 63 and a half football fields. That is silly. The unicorn is the national animal of Scotland. The total weight of ants on Earth once equaled the total weight of people. I'm itchy. Okay, next fun fact. E is the most common letter and appears in 11% of all English words. Yet it's not. No, it is. It's in the letters most commonly give in Wheel of Fortune, which always look like R.L. Stein to me. Okay, let's see. The healthiest place in the world is Panama. Okay, and we're going to leave it off with this doozy. Pringles are not potato chips. The next time you see a can of Pringles, take a closer word. Take a closer look. You won't see the word chip anywhere on the packaging. That's because Pringles aren't made of thinly sliced potatoes, but instead dehydrated potato flakes. A 20-year-old man from Washington is being hailed as a hero for rushing into a burning home to rescue his niece and two nephews. Derek Bird is suffering from second and third degree burns on his face, back, and arms. But he says he would do it all again. I'd rather get burnt than her. She's young. She's still got a lot of stuff going for her, and she's a good kid. That's what he said about his niece. He's obviously a good kid too, and at this point could win a Nobel Peace Prize. When the fire broke, he jumped into action. I ran downstairs even though I got burnt, he told the news. Started catching the kids. I got Junior. I got baby Rory. All out of Kayla's window. Kayla, his sister, the mother of the children. But 8-year-old Mercedes, she was afraid to jump. And when her mom fell off the roof, Mercedes fell back into the burning room. She was screaming my name, he said. I wasn't able to just sit there. I was not going to let my niece die. I ran up the stairs. I pushed through the fire. I could feel it burning me. I got to her. I took my shirt off and I put it around her face so she wouldn't breathe in any smoke. And I carried her out as fast as I could. Bird and all three children are being treated at the hospital for their burns. And he says again that he would do it all again. I really would. I don't care. I really would. I'd run back in there and do it again if I got burnt worse or died. Derek Bird, you are a great person. You are a selfless person. You love your sister and your nieces so much. And your story is not going to be told on the nightly news because it doesn't sell. And that's so sad. And that's so unfortunate. But I'm so honored to be able to tell your story to everybody that's listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for being who you are, Derek Bird. Let's talk baby tea. Let's talk baby tea. This is just kind of like a freeform bullet point. Where's baby tea at these days? But let's talk. She's starting to laugh. She's eating so much formula. There's got to be a growth spurt going on. And she's eating so many bananas. Please no Dan jokes. She's super happy. She's finally getting over that respiratory infection. She is smiling so much. And we've even started swing dancing. I'll tell you, this poor little girl couldn't catch a break. She's been sick for over a month with this, that, and the other thing. But she is a champ. Doctor's visits, hospitals, new places, new faces. And she was still smiling up a storm. She's also finally started to be amused by me playing guitar. I only really know like punk rock, ska, and Billy Ocean songs, but that's more than enough for her. So yeah, she turns 4 months old next week. Crazy. That's longer than most of the relationships I've had. Not if you average them out though, because I love you, Liza, and we've been together for a long time, and Liza and I never fight. We should probably, like, teach a class on marriage. Okay, baby? That'll probably lead to our first fight. Kidding! But yeah, I love her. I love them. I love my girls. Throw Lady in there too, my cat. I love them so much. But baby T, I cannot wait until we start causing a ruckus and embarrassing Liza in public. Sorry, babe. I love you girls. You're my everything. And that's this week's Life with Baby T. You both mean the world to me. So here's a super cute story. A lot of the stories on Aggressively Positive, you gotta have a, unfortunately, there has to be a little bit of bad for a situation to turn into so much good. That's not the case here. Two century-old seniors have tied the knot after meeting in their assisted living. This makes me so happy. Two century-old seniors have tied the knot after meeting in their assisted living facility in Ohio. John and Phyllis Cook met at the Kingstown residence of Sylvania and dated for about a year. And then they went to get their marriage license on Wednesday. It wasn't the plan, but when they got here, they said, you know, we can marry you right here in the home. So I said, good, let's get this over with. That's what John said. John is a World War II vet that recently turned 100. Phyllis, originally from West Virginia, will be turning 103. On August 8th, which is still 3 years shy of how old her mother lived to be. This makes me so happy. These are good people living great, long lives. To tell you the truth, we fell in love with each other right away. I know you think that may be a little far-fetched for our age, but we fell so deeply in love with each other. Phyllis said. Well, we were just compatible in a whole lot of ways. and we found each other, and we found ourselves enjoying each other's company, added John. This makes me so happy. And that's the kind of thing we need to understand. No matter what happens to you, when in your life, if you're still here, your life is not over. You could still meet someone at the age of 102 that you want to spend as much of the rest of your life with that you can. Sometimes things happen, and the person you wanted to spend the rest of your life with, well, they at least spent the rest of their life with you. But your life still exists. And you can be so happy again. And these two, they're proof of that. Guys, I am really, really, really excited about this because this week's episode of Aggressively Positive is brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron makes cooking fun and easy. Blue Apron provides you with all of the freshest ingredients that you need to make a delicious meal in exactly the right proportions. Our chef-designed recipes include balanced meals, quick one-pan dinners, and top-rated customer favorites like jellied bouillon and frankfurters, Reuben chowder, salmon rice and pimento salad on rice, sausage shortcake, gooey pickles, and this week's special, bologna cake. For a free month supply of cottage cheese protein bread, go to w.blueapron.bb aggressively Adam Eric doesn't think I'm going to read this on the podcast / air guitar with a little bit of air sax and enter the promo code into the box. You have to find it first. It's a hidden box. You got to find it. I don't know if you can. Blue Apron. We mix cooking fun and easy and fun too. All right, that's it for this week's episode, my friends. I hope you found it enjoying, and I hope you found it inspiring. I kind of messed that one up, but I don't care, because I'm a messer-upperer. You know how to find us on the internet, because I said goodpeopledoinggood.org. All of the links are off there. And if you want to find us, you can find us. Find our website. Reach out to me. Say, hey, Adam, I want to find you. I got you. I'm going to tell you where to find us. And a new thing we're doing every week, I'm singing a new review that comes in. Only the 5-star. Actually, I might sing a one. No, I'm not going to sing a 1-star review. I don't want to encourage you 1-star-errors. You're lame. Okay. But seriously, we're at 96 reviews with a solid 4.9 rating. So if you want me to sing your review, you got to write one, silly. This little ditty was written by Crimson, Zin, is a zero, the O is a zero, and, okay, hold on. Crimson Shadow, both O's are zeros, 88. Crimson Shadow says, well, okay, sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. The name of this review / song is All Around Likeable Podcast. And here we go. Ding, ding. Ding, 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 like everything you guys do. Well, thanks, Crimson Shadow 88. I appreciate your review, and I appreciate that you like everything we guys do. I want to thank everybody for sending in all those positive news stories. Please send them in to us via Facebook or goodpeopledoinggood.org@gmail.com. Much love and huge shout out to G Squared Art for all of your amazing skills. We love you, Jerry. So much love to David Collins for making Life with Baby T music. You are a talented dude. Huge shout out to our social media team volunteers, Tara Bendig, Lindsay Trogdon, and Jessica Bradley. And lastly, thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Listener. Whether it's one person on a commute or an entire family listening together, I know both of those things happen. It makes me so happy. I thank you guys. You're the reason that I want to do this. You're the reason I do this. I love you guys. You're the best. You are awesome. Never forget that. Stay good and do good. Toodles, friends. All right, my friends, it's that time. It is that time again that we do our Patreon shoutouts. I'm so sorry. This is the first Patreon shoutout in a while. I didn't have one in the last episode, and I didn't have an episode last week. So I want to thank you guys and tell you I love you so much. You know that is true. Let's see what we got today.
Are you listening? Jerry DuPont. Millietta Godfriend. Donald LaFontaine. Ryan Wilder. Amanda Jojo. Ali Jayet. Trisha Dorley. Wade Zawatsky. Nay Kaylee Nassar. Tara Bendig, Jesus Mendoza, John Rogers. Sarah Shelfin, Mike Lustig, Alex Hatzberger. Eric Carlson, Akilah Green, Kevin Kittar. Victoria Kilpinoff, Jackie Marcone. Sam Zeger, Vern Parks, Troy Mungalos, Jennifer Little, Rachel Feria, Time Suck with Duncan Cummins, Chris Green, Reverend Jeffrey O'Neill, Don Lawrence, Ben Follick, Lindsay Trogdon, Dennis Kielsberg, Brandon Bump, and Kevin. David Verlucker, Michael Feeney, Dan Paswell, Rachel Pythal, Catherine Lapnin, Mindy Thoreau, Donna Quinbo Zimmerman, Michael Patriarca, and Carol James. Wendy King, Robert Jennings, Brendan McKay, Melissa Beckhouse, Justin Saar, Elise LeBlanc. Carrie Russell, Kenneth, Cassie Murphy, Tim Dew, Gerald Gibbons, Get Naked with the Lips, Mary Batiz, Abigail Wilson, The Good News, Bradley Edwards, Kim Malone, and Kyle Kane, Lynn Lawrence, Dylan Irish, Trisha Allen, Justin Phillips, Robert Darnell Parsons IV, Liz B., Donna Smith, Alicia Reynolds, Ryan Chilson, Nathan Cruz, Becky Lusk, Mary Searle, Natalie Schubert, and Smith, Patrick Kelleher, Stephen Broca, Andrew Courtney Hopkins, Megan Howell, Matthew Davies, Mary Hennessy, Jacob Montgomery, Kyle Tiegler, Justin Martin, Cody Smiley, Nick Hirschfield.
All right, Andy Roo, we're starting off the next track with you. Andy Roo.
Damien Savagino, Emily Heath, Brendan Goulet, Jessica, Nathan Hurd, Jeffrey Hardy, Dick Donovan, Eric Clark, and Emily Gagdiardi,
Wyvern Worship,
Lindsay Rustin, Naomi Ward, Jessica Gunn, B and Jim McDonough, Charles Starkey, Jason Simmons, Jessica Bradley, Colleen Ouellette, Christopher Kamara, John Cachew Jr., Agnes Hollinsworth, Amy Sherman, Stephen Gallo, Dahlia Pena Thomas, Garrett Lemire, Lady Lindsay Lamoy, Ty Gerard, and Gary Jacobs, Amanda Gagner, Pal Masciano, Bob Whitney, Joel Normanton, Pandora, Kimberly Denny, David Renazzi, Jessica Quaranto, Michelle Barclay, Becky Scott, Melissa McCain, Ian O'Neill, Megan Printer, John, Desmond Clark, and Ryan Bear, Matthew Tice, Kevin Holmes, Ryan, Jason Beck, Jacqueline Bullshane, Maxwell, Stephen Lloyd, Connor Miller, Shelby, Joe Thoreau, Faith Fode, Adam Reeves, Jerry Leach, Eric T. Hudson, Robert Yuri Marie, Tim Wallace, Molly Rebeck. Ooh, I really love you guys. That's all of you. Yay. That's all of my Patreons. Doesn't mean I don't love you, listener. I love you, Mr. or Mrs. Listener. Yay. Or whatever you want to be.
I love you guys. You're cool. Toots.